And Justin Ratliff, come tell us what God has done for you.
Good morning. My name is Justin Ratliff. I want to thank you for allowing me to share my testimony of God's saving grace in my life. I was blessed with wonderful, God-fearing parents who prayed fervently for my salvation and were excellent examples in my life. Every opportunity they had to share the gospel message with me as a young boy, they took full advantage of. Though I do not remember my age, I do remember the evening my mother told me of God's Son sacrificing his life for my sins in Matthew 27. As my mother shared the gospel message of Jesus' death on the cross for my sins, Jesus' resurrection, and the saving grace provided to me through faith that evening, the Holy Spirit allowed me to recognize my Savior's calling to lead a life in service and glory to him. It was in those moments as a young boy, by God's grace, I heard Romans 3 and prayed the sinner's prayer. Although I have never asked my parents, I can confidently say this was not the first time my parents presented me with the message of salvation. It was, however, the moment in my life that God graciously allowed me to hear of the ultimate sacrifice of his Son for my past, present, and future sin. And future sin there was. As I grew from a young boy to a young man, I let the ways of the world consume my thoughts, my desires, and my actions. Though as a young boy, I'd confessed with my lips that I was a sinner and needed salvation, I refused to let God have the reins in my life. I refused by my actions and unrepentant sin to live a life of glory to God. Just as Paul wrote in the Romans 1:24 of the Israelites, I became consumed by my sinful desires, and my desire to live a life for Christ was non-existent. I was selfishly living life to please only myself. During this time, my heart hardened toward the correction and admonishing of believers around me. The justification I tried to provide myself with regarding my actions was nothing but self-serving sin. The pain and agony I caused those closest to me, I cannot explain. The recognition of God's sacrifice for my sins and my disregard for his grace and wrath became a point of contention in my relationship with family. I vividly remember one evening. My younger brother called me in tears. Pleading with me to change my lifestyle. And to begin leading a life glorifying to God. It was through my brother's tears and fear for my eternal salvation, the Holy Spirit began to soften my heart. Over the next few years, God began to work in my life, placing a desire in me to lead a life pleasing to him. Though I had prayed a sinner's prayer as a young boy, it was not until later in life that I understood Romans 3 and truly committed my life to Christ. In doing so, God allowed me to give up the desires of my flesh and to lead a life in glory to him. As I look back, God creatively placed individuals and opportunities in my life that changed the desire of my heart. The seed of salvation was planted as a young boy. I was surrounded by the gospel message every day as an adolescent. The fervent prayers for my salvation by those around me did not fall on deaf ears. I couldn't be more thankful for the grace God has given me. His timing is perfect in my life. Through his mighty hand, he has blessed me in more ways than I can ever realize. In his omniscience, he has placed me in the midst of individuals who fear him. Through accountability and encouragement, it is my prayer I may continue leading a life of glory, leading a life of faith, bringing glory to my Savior. In his divine providence, I am continually reminded of John 15:5. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me, and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. Reminding me every day of my reliance on him who created me. I want to be baptized before you as an act of obedience to Jesus Christ, my Savior. This baptism is not only an act of obedience, but symbolic of a new life graciously given to an undeserving sinner through faith in him.
Justin, based on God's work in you to bring you to faith and repentance, you're now baptized in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.